Chevy shows off a wild concept design, Land Rover backtracks on a contest, and why it's important to get young people interested in manufacturing. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for November 14th, 2014. As we've reported, Fiat Chrysler CEO Sergio Marchionne is doing anything and everything he can do to raise money to fund the company's five-year plan. Last month, Marchionne announced Ferrari will be spun off to help reach that goal, and now Bloomberg reports that the Italian sports car maker will pay about $2.8 billion to FCA before it becomes independent. FCA will sell 10% of its stake to the public sometime next year and distribute the rest of its stake to its own shareholders. You may remember a model that Aston Martin offered called the Lagonda, but that had a face only a mother could love. But we showed you a teaser of a new version back in July that looked much better. At the time, we lamented that the car would only be offered in the Middle East, but it sounds like that's going to change. According to former Nissan executive, who is now Aston's chief executive, Andy Palmer, the Lagonda may go to other markets as well. Let's hope so. This is a pretty good-looking sedan. Next week at the LA Auto Show, Chevy will show off a concept race car inspired by the Chaparral race team. Called the Chevrolet Chaparral 2X VGT, it was developed as part of the Vision Gran Turismo project, which celebrates the 15th anniversary of the Gran Turismo racing series for the Sony PlayStation. We'll have to wait until next week to see what it looks like, but based on the teaser shot, it's got a pretty wild design. Fans of the video game will be able to race the car once an update for Gran Turismo 6 is released in the coming weeks. And speaking of LA, make sure you check out our coverage of the show starting next Wednesday. We'll be back with more news right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
It's now a matter of when, not if, Volkswagen will allow union representation at its plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The company has laid out a new policy that opens the door for workers to have more of a voice. If a union represents 15% of employees, it can bring grievances to human resources once a month. If at least 45% of employees are members, it can meet with officials and the company's executive committee on a more regular basis. However, the policy doesn't say if employees can bargain wages and benefits. Earlier this year, the UAW nearly lost out on organizing VW's Tennessee plant, but it now says it has the majority of workers in its favor. With the introduction of its Discovery Sport SUV, Land Rover teamed with Virgin Galactic to run a contest that would see a grand prize winner going up to the highest of heights. But with the recent crash of Virgin Galactic Spaceship 2 that tragically took the life of its co-pilot, the contest winner will no longer get a trip to space and will instead get an alternative prize that will be announced before December 2nd. It's kind of disappointing to see. It's possible the crash was due to pilot error, and it seemed pretty clear that the trip wouldn't have happened for a few more years anyhow. I'm sure by the time Virgin Galactic is ready to go into outer space, it will have the bugs worked out, and if I were the contest winner, I'd still want to go. Coming up next, why we need to get more young people interested in manufacturing.
Here's another great thing about the all-around performance of our Dueler tires. A comfortable, quiet ride.
Oh.
At Bridgestone, our passion for performance knows no bounds.
On Autoline this week, the topic is all about getting young people interested in manufacturing as a career. In the following clip from that show, Larry Drake from KUKA Systems explains why it's working with government and schools to attract that young talent.
It turned out that the pipeline for people into our business kind of got shut off before 2009, if you remember the downturn in the manufacturing economy. So we lost almost 5, 6, 7 years of really good talent. They moved out of the state or the schools dried up, and so we're really struggling for what I would call medium technology or even high technology real talent, and even to the tune of the great thing we found out working with Mark in the last 6 months was we had a common deficiency of people. So by those guys teaming up with us and the guys in the government who are really basically trying to identify the requirements we have, we found that we have this great opportunity for kids, really kids, to really look at it and get excited about manufacturing. And it's not just I'm loading a part or I'm turning a screw. We have great jobs that we found out that are really, really attracting kids today that are 16, 17, 18. And we've established, in a lot of ways, a great pipeline, but it's a little dry coming in. So what we need to do is kind of get the kids exposed to it, and this was a great opportunity for them to come in, meet our people. All together we were there. It was really kind of fun, right. And they saw us together standing in front of the room. And, okay, some of the kids were wearing football jerseys and shorts, right. And I said, okay, right. The one thing I need you to do is act like you want to have a job, you know, and come to work. But I think we presented to them something that's a viable future, and really in a great world, they can make a lot of money.
As always, you can watch that entire show right now on our website, autoline.tv. Or if you don't have time to watch it, you can always download the transcript. We're offering a special discount all this month. If you tell us you heard about the transcript on Autoline Daily, you'll get 50% off the normal price of just $1.99. Click the Autoline Archives link on autoline.tv to see our full list of available shows. That's all for today. Thanks for watching. Have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.